The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart, sexy, kinky, fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. It's not every day that someone gets to speak at the United Nations, let alone talk about masturbation at the United Nations. I think that it's a part of human sexuality, and perhaps it should be taught. That's a direct quote from Dr. Joycelyn Elders, who said it when she was U.S. Surgeon General in 1994 in response to a question about whether it would be appropriate to promote masturbation as a means of preventing young people from engaging in riskier forms of sexual activity. I'll quote her again. I think that it's a part of human sexuality and perhaps it should be taught. Who knew at the time what a huge controversy that one statement would cause? I had the pleasure of hearing Dr. Elders give the closing keynote at CatalystCon West in September and interview her in person. She's an incredible role model for sex educators, and her passion is contagious. Let me tell you more about her. Dr. Joycelyn Elders, the first person in the state of Arkansas to become board certified in pediatric endocrinology, was the 16th Surgeon General of the United States, the first African American, and only the second woman to head the U.S. Public Health Service. Long an outspoken advocate of public health, Elders was appointed Surgeon General by President Clinton in 1993. In 1995, she returned to her alma mater, the University of Arkansas School of Medicine, as a faculty researcher and professor of pediatric endocrinology at the Arkansas Children's Hospital. In 1996, she wrote her autobiography, Joycelyn Elders, M.D., From Sharecropper's Daughter to Surgeon General of the United States of America. Now retired from practice, Dr. Elders has teamed up with the University of Minnesota Medical School, which has created the Joycelyn Elders Chair in Sexual Health Education, an endowment that will support a faculty member at the university's program in human sexuality to lead the charge in sexual health education. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Dr. Elders.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have a really amazing life story, which you've told in your book. And I'm wondering, when you reflect back on it, how has your own experience as a young person growing up in a rural, segregated, pretty poverty-stricken little part of Arkansas inform your positions on sex education and sexual health?
When I look back and think about how little I knew growing up, it's amazing, but it's the thing that makes me feel so strongly about making sure that young women coming along now have some sexuality education. I didn't even know anything about menstruation. Thought I was dying when I started having my menstruation. And the first, when we finally learned, I felt that when Kotex was putting out in their boxes of Kotex, a little pamphlet that told you about it. That was the first I knew. So we didn't talk. Nobody talked about it. We didn't know anything about it. And so that was just the way it was. But, you know, we were aware that the hogs did it, the cows did it, the pigs did it, the cats. You know, we were aware of that, but I'm not sure we put the sex and the pigs and the calves and all of that together.
Together. You were the state health director of Arkansas in the 1980s when HIV and AIDS first became a public health issue. What do you see as the biggest challenges and educational needs now?
What I see is the biggest sexual health needs now is education. We need to educate our entire society. We need to move away from our quaint feelings about what's going on and what's happening. We need to move away from whispering to talking, and we need to make sure we begin to educate our young people. I feel that the way we've treated our young people in regard to sexuality is sexual abuse.
I saw that on an interview, actually. You were on Penn & Teller's Bullshit in 2010. You made that statement, which is incredibly provocative. So I wonder if you'll explain that.
Well, I feel that children not knowing, not understanding, are not being honest with them, educating them and empowering them with the knowledge so that they can make good decisions is what when I'm talking about that they're being abused. Because if you don't know and you make bad mistakes, you know, that to me is abuse. Our children, our adolescents, we value them. And I feel that we value them. We should certainly not abuse them by trying to keep them ignorant. Ignorance is not bliss.
Yeah, there is this inherent contradiction where they are the younger generation and we want to bring them up and we want them to have better lives than we did. We want them to know things that we didn't know. It's inherently hypocrisy then to withhold information.
That's why I call it abuse. Hmm. And I feel that for our government, you know, to you know, when we passed the abstinence-only education, no, we couldn't even talk to them about contraceptives or anything. And you couldn't talk with them until after marriage, when the mean age of getting married is 26 years old. And yet, 95% of the people in America report that they had sex before they got married.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about the government, I'm sure maybe you are sick of this, but I hope you will indulge me because in 1993, President Clinton appointed you U.S. Surgeon General. You were the first African American. You were the second woman ever to hold the position, but it was short-lived. There was skepticism regarding your progressive policies and you basically refused to stop bringing up really controversial issues, and you were forced to resign.
Yes.
And a lot of this swirled around your public recommendation of masturbation as a form of safer sex for young people. I mean, did you feel in that moment betrayed by President Clinton?
No, I in fact didn't feel betrayed. You know, I feel that we all whispered about masturbation. Nobody talked about it. We knew that 80 to 90% of men masturbate. 70 to 80% of women masturbate. And it's thought that the rest lie. Just look at how vibrators are selling and being used now. Nobody talked about vibrators. And now there's just a huge market for vibrators. And it said that 50% of the women in America use them. And so I feel that masturbation is something that that was good. You know, we first of all, you don't have to worry about getting a disease. You don't have to worry about hair growing on your hands. It won't. You aren't going to go blind. You aren't going to go crazy. And you know you're having sex with somebody you love.
So powerful. The other thing that strikes me about this kind of convergence of events is that you get fired for suggesting masturbation by a president who was having sex with an intern, but got to keep his job. Do you think that the fact that you are a Black woman meant that there was a double standard applied to you and your behavior versus his behavior or, you know, other powerful men?
Yeah. No, I don't really feel that I really don't feel that my race or even being a woman had very little to do with that. I feel that it's the nature of the game in Washington. The people in Washington, the politicians, they weren't after me. They didn't even care that much about what I said. They was really after President Clinton, and I just happened to be a bullseye. I tell people all the time, maybe he should have kept me, and then they could have kept talking about me, and they wouldn't have jumped on him so hard. Mm. But I think that Bill Clinton believed in the right things. I think he wanted to do the right things. But some of the things, you know, you have to do as president in order to save the country. You can't afford to, you have, maybe I was out ahead of where the country was at the time.
Mm. Well, speaking of that, ironically, I don't know how far we've come since then. I mean, do you feel like if you said it today, if you were Surgeon General today, it would generate a similar amount of controversy?
You know, I'm not sure. I think our country is aware of the problem, the AIDS epidemic. And, you know, it was there, but we hadn't fully realized the scope of it at the time.
Right.
And I think that now people feel very strongly that, that, you know, everybody began to learn more about sex because of AIDS. You know, now we're having a lot of drug-resistant gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. And so we may end up having more problems again. So I think people are wanting to know more about sexuality, know more about what they can do to prevent the problems that are coming up. And I think we're more willing to listen now. Before, we didn't want to talk. We certainly didn't want to listen. And we certainly didn't want to let anybody know that we've said anything.
You brought up HIV and AIDS, and I think it has, to some extent, there's like this strange silver lining, which is that all of a sudden we started talking, at least on a community level, about our sexual practices in different communities, and it did elevate the discussion. We had to talk about it because it was a crisis. And I'm wondering what you see as the biggest challenges and educational needs now for HIV and AIDS. Yeah.
I think the challenges are still out there. Mm. We've not solved the crisis. We're still having about 56,000 new cases of HIV every year. A disease that is really completely preventable. We have everything we need to prevent the transmission of this disease, and yet we don't. And we know nobody, and we do not have a cure. You know, we have something that you can live with it longer now, but it's not cured. And so I think we're going to have to come to grips with what we're going to have to do to prevent this disease. And the only thing we have that can, you know, prevent the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases now, it also prevents pregnancy, but it's latex condoms.
And non-latex condoms.
And non-latex condoms. And so I think that we're going to have to make our young people and our old people, because we're having a real problem with certainly HIV and STDs in our greater than 50. So begin to realize that we've got to prevent the problems that we have. We've got to protect ourselves and protect our partner.
We're going to take a break and hear from our great sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, Good Vibrations. Visit them at goodvibes.com and use coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. Stay with us. More with Dr. Elders when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I'm talking with Dr. Joycelyn Elders.
Do you think our lack of comprehensive sex education in America constitutes a public health crisis of sorts?
Yes, I do. I feel that we need to have comprehensive health education and sexuality education in our schools from kindergarten through 12th grade. Many people ask me, well, Dr. Elders, what do you teach children in kindergarten? Well, you can teach children in kindergarten, first of all, that don't let anybody touch them in certain places. If they do, they need to tell somebody. And we could prevent much of the child abuse that, you know, that's going on in our society. So I really feel that we as a society send out, we spend all our time trying to prevent sex. We're talking about preventing sex. What we really need to be doing is worrying about preventing the consequences of unprotected sex.
And why are we always in a panic about children and sex? I mean, it strikes me this conversation, well, what do you mean you want to talk to kindergartners? Kindergartners aren't having sex. What are you going to say to them? Well, I just feel like we have this moral panic around children possibly even wanting to know things about their own bodies. And then eventually, as they get older, are curious about sex.
Right. Well, you know, our sexuality education certainly should be age appropriate. It should be scientifically based. And we should make sure that it's correct and that we're putting out the right information. And we don't really do this. We don't feel that we should, if we tell them about it, they'll do it. As if they're not already doing it. Mm-hmm. When you have the highest pregnancies, HIVs, STD rates in the industrialized world, somebody needs to be talking with them about it.
What do you think about providing free condoms in high schools, in public high schools?
I very much support providing free condoms in public high schools. In fact, I was talking to a group of ministers, and we were talking, and they said, well, Dr. Elders, what do you want us to do? Put them in a fishbowl in the back of the church? I said, yes, I do. I said, I don't feel that anybody who doesn't need one will take them. I said, if they don't need them, they won't take them. So if you put them in the fishbowl and they take them, just say, good, maybe I prevented an STD. Maybe I prevented an unplanned pregnancy. So I think very much, I think they should be free and readily available to anybody who needs them.
But you're talking beyond school
You're talking about bringing condoms to church?
I have no problem with bringing free condoms to church, as I feel part of the reason we've not had comprehensive sexuality education in schools. Part of the reason we've not taught our children as much as we have is because of the religious community. You know, they're saying, you know, sex is bad, no sex till marriage, and it's a sin, and you know, and you know, masturbation is a sin, and all of these things are sin. I feel that those are promoted very much by our religious community, and we've got to educate our religious community on their responsibility in teaching parents and children about their sexuality. And to do anything less to me is they're committing a sin.
But this seems like incredibly, incredibly provocative talk, especially in the Black community. How do you get up there, and you just said, say to a room full of ministers, how do you do it? How do you break through to them?
Well, one of the things you have to do is you have to get up there and do it. You know, my brother is a minister, and they would have a meeting of the ministers once a week, you know, all the Black ministers, and they had the same thing for the white ministers, but we'd come together, and he had me to come and really talk to the ministers about what we need to do. And then now they have established a chair for religious sexuality education for pastors so that we can begin to educate them. You know, they're doing the best they can. They don't know how. Nobody ever educated our pastors. Nobody ever educated our doctors. Nobody ever educated our nurses. So how do we expect to educate our society and our children?
How did you come to embrace, well, this level of guts and confidence is pretty extraordinary, but also just your comfort, your own comfort with being open and being able to talk about sex in places where people might be uncomfortable?
Well, one of the things you have to remember, I'm a pediatric endocrinologist. I took care of children that had sexual ambiguity, and I dealt with all the young people who didn't go into puberty appropriately. So I was really, really dealing with dysfunctional, if you will, sexual problems. But, you know, if you don't know what's normal, and if you don't know how to deal with talking normally about sex, you can't teach about the children that have abnormal problems. So I had to learn, and I often was talking to the children in front of their parents. You know, we would just be having these open, wild discussions about sex, and I would want I would ask the children if their parents could be there, and I'd ask the parents if they wanted to be there. And they all agreed, and they were all very grateful, you know, and they said, oh, thank you, Dr. Elders, for doing that. And then the young people really was glad that I was talking to them in front of their parents and that they didn't have to. And I'll never forget a young man that I was treating. He's presently a lawyer, and he said, he was telling somebody, he said, oh, Dr. Elders, the Surgeon General, used to feel my balls. but he thought that, every time they would come in, you know, if they was going into puberty or hadn't gone into puberty, and we was dealing with their sexual development, well, you know, I would have to check. And we had a little archidometer that we measured the size. And so I would have them measure them, and the children would measure them. And then I would check and see. And, you know, and if I didn't do that, I was letting one young man go. And, you know, he said, Dr. Elders, didn't you forget something? I said, no, what did I forget? He said, well, you forgot to check the size of my testes. I said, okay. I said, you're right. Let's take care of that.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, I love that story. But it wasn't just about balls. It seems like part of the care that you were giving these kids was really emotional and psychological. And it wasn't just about the physical.
Oh, no. you know, we've tried to always talk about, you know, what we were seeing. Our thought may have been different. I took care of a lot of young girls who had diabetes, and, you know, and we would talk about pregnancy. That's how I really got into teenage pregnancy. I would say, I want you to have 2 good babies, and I'm going to decide when you're going to have them. Well, I didn't want them to be getting pregnant when their diabetes was totally out of control, mm-hmm. because they may have a baby or more likely increased incidence of having a baby that may have a handicap. And so I had to learn, well, what can we do? What do we have to do to prevent them from having babies? Because they're sexual beings from the time they're born till the time they die. So the thing we had to do was make sure we used the appropriate kinds of contraceptives, kept them informed. And as I said, I would do this with the parent sitting right there. But the parent always would want me to do that. They said, oh, Dr. Ellis, could you talk to Jamie today? I think he may be, you know, slipping around. So I'm saying parents want their children to be informed. They want to do it, but we haven't taught parents.
Mm-hmm. So that's another piece of the puzzle. I want to thank you so much for being on my show, Dr. Elders. You are a role model for generations of sex educators, and the barriers you've broken down, the conversations you have started, the permission you have given people to talk about this publicly is invaluable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Joycelyn Elders is Professor Emeritus of Pediatrics at the University of Arkansas Medical School and the author of Joycelyn Elders, MD, From Sharecropper's Daughter to Surgeon General of the United States of America. To find out more about the Joycelyn Elders Chair in Sexual Health Education at the University of Minnesota Medical School, go to sexoutloudradio.com and click on the link for episode resources. And while you're online, why don't you check out Dr. Yvonne Fulbright's great sex advice over at astroglide.com, one of our great sponsors. Coming up next, we'll talk to Jackie Strano, Executive Vice President of Good Vibrations. So stay with us.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Experience love with a little help from nature's soothing ingredients with Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant. This all-natural and botanical formula lets you get in touch with your wild side, all while keeping it green. Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant is glycerin, paraben, and alcohol-free. And it's made with aloe vera, vitamins C and E, and chamomile. But with the same second-only-to-nature feel that you get with your regular Astroglide. Visit astroglide.com to get your free sample and start hitting it green between the sheets today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code
Sex Out Loud for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I need to just gush for a minute that Dr. Elders is just so inspiring, and I was really lucky to be able to talk to her. My next guest is another badass in the world of sex education. Jackie Strano is the Executive Vice President of Good Vibrations, the legendary feminist, sex-positive adult retailer founded in 1977 that also happens to be my presenting sponsor for this show. Jackie is an award-winning and best-selling adult filmmaker of explicit and non-explicit sex ed movies, a sex educator for over 20 years, author, performer, producer, and she's lectured at conferences, universities. She's appeared on HBO, on various documentaries, and has been featured in Cosmo, Playboy, Self Magazine, Salon, The Village Voice, and lots of other publications and newspapers. I'm really thrilled to have her. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Jackie.
Thank you so much. What an intro. Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we just heard Dr. Joycelyn Elders, who you also got to hear at CatalystCon, and she actually inspired something really important at Good Vibrations. I'm hoping you'll tell me about that for people who don't know.
Absolutely. Her firing, you know, prompted by her talk of masturbation and sex education, prompted us and inspired us. I mean, we were outraged when it happened, I believe, 1993, you know, during a very tense time. A lot of folks who weren't around then or young, it just, this is before social media, this is before the internet, you know, folks, we were still in the plague years of AIDS, and for her to be brave and tell this simple truth about something so full of common sense, and then to be punished for it and sent home packing. We were just outraged. And so we wanted to pay tribute to her bravery and to her good common sense as America's doctor. And we started calling May Masturbation Month. And we were just going to say, yep, Masturbation Month, month of May, in tribute to Dr. Elders, and here it is. And so for the last, you know, 19 or so years, we've done this. Various other sex-positive folks have picked up on it and talked about it more. But we started it way back, I believe, 94 was the first one, May of 94, and it's a tribute to Dr. Elders. We do it every year.
It's such a great story, and it was so amazing to kind of see that synergy happen, like at CatalystCon in the room, because, you know, I think she understands to a certain extent kind of what some of the things that she's inspired, but she can't keep track of all of them. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, it was very sweet, and it was just so nice for me personally. You know, she's one of my icons in sex education and sex positivity, and to meet her in person and just to say thank you for being brave and truthful and honest and forthright and steadfast. And, you know, she's still doing such amazing work at 80 years old and just so self-possessed and no regrets. And so it was a big moment for me to be able to tell her that in person, and she was very touched by hearing what Good Vibrations has done in her name.
You know, she also talked about the sorry state of sex education in America. And I think all of us who work in sex ed can attest to just how little both young adults and adults of all ages know about their own sexuality. And that's because there's such a lack of sex education. People may not know that you began your career on the sales floor of Good Vibrations. And I'm wondering how that has informed where you are now in the company, which is much less hands-on role, and yet you started right there at ground zero.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, for every new, you know, sex educator that we hire, I meet them personally and I say, hey, you know, I started in the original store and started just right where you are, talking to folks every day. And I love that. And also, I'm very in touch with our call center. I think of the customer every day, especially if you're dealing with an online presence as well. I mean, who is coming into our door? And I remember personally being, before I was hired at Good Vibrations, being a customer and walking through that door, you know, heart pounding and palm sweating and that nervous trepidation, but yet excitement. And so I never forget that. And always, you know, it's kind of my North Star as far as what we do. I mean, at the core of what we do, we want to help people. So that's always been my guiding light, whether I'm looking at Excel spreadsheets all day or, you know, sitting at a computer or dealing with planning commissions. You know, it's who are the folks we want to help and who are the folks we still need to help. And absolutely, sex education in this country, whether we're helping, you know, adults want to learn to have different ways of sex, or they're pre-orgasmic, or they've never had sex, or, I mean, it's also the fact of sex education, I mean, and, you know, referring to Dr. Elder's important work and getting her putting herself in this hot seat, referring to teenage kids, you know, what's been her guiding light. And she spoke of this at Catalyst as well, of wanting to help teenage girls, you know, dealing with unwanted pregnancies. I mean, it's the statistics are still staggering. I don't care how much information is easily accessible. I mean, what is it, 750,000 girls aged 15 to 19 each year still become pregnant, and more than 80% of that, you know, those pregnancies are unintended. You know, the HIV statistics are staggering each year, and once again, people have the information, but we've got generations that haven't grown up with the silence equals death, you know, mantra. I mean, these are kids who think, oh, you just take a pill and it's fine. You know, not even to get into the whole bullying topic as well. I mean, middle school, high school age kids, I mean, they say certain statistics are 65% of them, whether they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, questioning, or intersex, you know, report being bullied and or harassed because of their orientation. And this whole abstinence and virginity pledging, and it doesn't work. Sorry. Show me the statistics. I mean, the data proves it. The more education and more accurate information that folks have access to, that's what impacts lives. That's what, you know, influences behavior. And for us, being a retailer, you know, the cornerstone of our brand is education and information. You know, back to the thought of everybody walking through that door, we want to make sure they get the most accurate, up-to-date information. And yes, we want to show you the latest and greatest sex toys, and, you know, but we also have a huge section of safe sex supplies. You know, you can think, forget, you know, you got to be over 18 to come into the store. So going to the adult market as well, I mean, you've got folks that are newly in the dating pool, I mean, baby boomers that are, you know, dating again. And the information, it's staggering and frightening sometimes when you see what people are thinking of as, you know, the most accurate up-to-date info. And it's just not, because once again, you know, the stigma of sex, or talking about sex and sexuality, and that we pride ourselves on, you know, we give our frontline folks hours and hours of training. I mean, much more than any medical doctor gets in their, you know, human sexuality part of any medical school training. And we interface with a lot of doctors and academics too. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. We've done a lot of good work. You know, folks like Dr. Elders keeps at it and keeps putting that message out there. And, you know, it's just so critical. It's so critical.
But that's a really important point too, which is that stores like Good Vibrations have become these central sites of sex education. In other words, if we're not going to give people information through schools, if parents are afraid to do it, we need to have these places where people can come and ask questions and get really comprehensive information. And right. Do you feel like that was always built into the vision of Good Vibrations, that it would be a resource for people?
Absolutely. We've always been kind of the anchor tenant in whatever neighborhood our retail locations are at. And we've always been a community resource. And, you know, through our different campaigns that we do, whether we're sponsoring an event or donating to, you know, HIV prevention and whatnot, we've done a lot of work through our communities through the years. And we also, you know, you have to be 18 to come in the store, but we also have representatives and sex educators that will go to community centers and off-site locations, and depending on who the audience is, discuss certain topics, you know, and it can be tailor-made for folks who want accurate information on safe sex and whatnot and age appropriate. But absolutely, I mean, we pretty much started, the impetus was to provide a safe and welcoming, non-judgmental environment for you to not only buy products to enhance your sex life, but to buy books, to find movies, to ask a question that you're terrified to ask your doctor or a friend. You know, I mean, think about where you get sex ed throughout your life. If it wasn't your best friend, you know, now, of course, there's the internet, and how much can you trust on there? So, you know, we employ a staff sexologist, Dr. Carol Queen. You know, she's been with the business over 20 years. She started on the floor as well. You know, a lot of our educators who come to us, they've also worked on different hotlines and peer-to-peer counseling sites and done a lot of work in the colleges that they may still be in. So, yeah, absolutely. We always want to be that resource and that safe location you can go in and say, okay, you know, I need to know this, you know, dot, 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 whatever it is. We also get a lot of referrals from folks who their doctors have sent them to us, which, you know, we're not medical doctors. We don't profess to know what medical doctors do. But say, you know, you've gone through menopause or you have sensitivities, you know, we can point you towards some products that will help make your life easier and more enjoyable for sure.
Well, speaking of those products, one of the products that everyone is currently buzzing about is the next generation of the WeVibe, the WeVibe 4, which recently debuted at Erotica UK in London. And You all out there in the world will be able to get your WeVibe 4 in just a few weeks at Good Vibrations and wherever fine sex toys are sold. But we've got to take a break and hear from our sponsors, including, of course, WeVibe. But we will have much more with Jackie Strano when we get back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking today with Jackie Strano, Executive VP of Good Vibrations. I want to remind all of you that each week we give away a prize to one lucky listener from Sport Sheets, makers of top quality bondage, fantasy, and sex toys. It's easy to win. All you have to do is call, post a question or a comment on our social media, or email us, and you're entered to win. This week, Alyssa Kay has won. She's won the fur-lined paddle after she tweeted about last week's episode with Marsha Baczynski. So, Alyssa, email your mailing address to me at Tristan@puckerup.com and tell me if you want your paddle in red or black. Jackie, you are in a unique place because you have been in this field for 20 years. And I'm wondering what you see as some of the biggest changes in the sex retail landscape.
Well, seeing folks get into the game that a few years ago, I mean, you wouldn't find a cock ring on Amazon, you know, they really didn't want to support that word. And all of a sudden, you know, folks like Walgreens and Walmart and eBay, and, you know, they know there's money in them, there are hills. And so they're in the game, for online retailing is what has exploded, as we all know, and, you know, throw in mobile shopping with it. So, you know, Good Vibrations wants to stay relevant, wants to stay authentic, and wants to help the customer. And so we've worked hard on staying ahead of trends and technology, and providing folks with, you know, the accurate, authentic, you know, straight from the distributor product. I mean, the thing about these big box retailers, which a lot of folks don't know or don't think about until they open the box and go, whoa, what's this? I didn't order this, is they may be getting a knockoff, you know. So as far as, like, retailing, you know, it's this online explosion, and the biggest piece of that is, you know, folks obviously in the last few years with the economy and whatnot, people are very discount driven and value driven. They're shopping a lot more on their mobile devices than they ever have, and will continue to do so in the next few months as we get into Christmas and whatnot. But is knowing, I mean, you know, it's something we push out there. Why should you support sex positive retailers and folks that truly want to help you? You know, is that you're going to get safe and discreet purchases coming to you, and you're going to get the actual product that you ordered. You're not going to get some cheap knockoff that is, you know, is not the authentic product. So that's a big one I've seen. You know, besides that, you can go to more locations. The beautiful thing I've seen too, and I'd like to think that Good Vibrations has had something to do with this and influence this, is there never used to be any thought of a couples market in the sex toy world, especially for retailers. And we, you know, have seen one operator and vendor after another tailor their retail experiences and store imprints to welcome and have, you know, women and couples feel like it's more of a date destination than something sorted and, you know, quick run in and throw it in a paper bag and run home kind of deal. So that's something that's good, you know, and seeing the mainstream of it, mainstreaming of talks of sex toys. I mean, obviously 50 Shades helped blow that lid right off. Where I feel like more folks have permission now to discuss it openly. Granted, you know, we still live in a Puritan influenced country, but progress is being made. You know, I'm hopeful, especially with next year's elections. We'll see what will happen.
Well, you're also a parent, which people may not know about you. And I'm wondering what you think your role is in teaching your kids about sex and what you want them to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, always age appropriate. You know, we've got a 21-year-old and an 8- and 9-year-old. So we've got bookends on the spectrum. Once again, just accurate, no nonsense. Bottom line, you know, because we're raising sons, I want my boys to love and respect their bodies and to respect others. You know, I'm raising men in the society, and that they understand very clearly about consent and respect and boundaries. As far as sex, I mean, yeah, there's some pretty hilarious conversations. And here I am, you know, big sex educator, and I still get stumped, because when it's your own kids, it's just, you know, all bets are off. But we keep it very straightforward. You know, they're starting to ask definite questions. As far as the 21-year-old, yeah, I'm like, okay, what do you need? Because I can get you all the condoms you want, you know, and it's the same message, but yeah, a little more practical. Of course, you know, he would kill me to know that. He's talked about this publicly as well, but yeah, it's pretty interesting because we have the gamut in our house.
Well, I asked Dr. Elders this question, and so I'm going to ask you it too, which is, how did you specifically become so comfortable talking about sex, especially when it's not encouraged by our society?
Well, Good Vibrations had a huge part of that. I mean, it's been the backdrop of huge life events for me. I mean, I started with Good Vibrations back when I was 26 years old. You know, I went off to do other things and then came back in 2009. But for me personally, I think, you know, I've always appreciated and loved education and information, wanted to help people. I was raised in a family that, you know, my great grandmother was a midwife in Italy back when that was just like not something a woman should do, even in the turn of the century in 1920s, still considered, you know, somewhat of a heretic. So that was instilled in me, and stories of that. My grandmother, you know, she was a feminist, strongly believed in women owning their bodies, and it probably the influence of the European Catholic mentality, you know, for my family to come to this country and want to embrace women having that chance and opportunity, and so that was instilled in me. My mom's a nurse, so I think there's a history there in my family for helping people, you know. And as far as sex education and freedom, I mean, me personally, you know, as a gender nonconforming person, a queer identified person, and where my politics and pleasure have been, you know, I'm 48. I went through, you know, I came of age during Reagan, you know, the AIDS years and whatnot in San Francisco. And so the activism was very, very key for my personal arc of, you know, wanting to be out there. I mean, sex was being used against us as, you know, this is the reason you're dying kind of, you know, mantra that was being thrown in our face. I mean, we were angry. We were marching through streets about it. And, you know, forget throwing in women's health care and abortion issues and whatnot. There's just been a longstanding personal feeling and mantra for me, of freedom and access is so critical.
Well, we're out of time, Jackie, but that is a lot of food for thought. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to have you back
thank
on.
Thank you. I would love to. Thank you so much, Tristan.
Jackie Strano is the Executive Vice President of Good Vibrations, the legendary feminist sex-positive adult retailer. You can visit them at goodvibes.com. And remember, use your coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. You can also follow them on Twitter at GoodVibesToys. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. You can tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be award-winning adult film director, Jackie St. James. I want to close the show on a somber note and say that last week, the world lost a gifted artist and I lost a friend and peer when photographer and filmmaker Carlos Batz died suddenly at the age of 40. Carlos made me believe in art and revolution and love, and he helped me see the connections between them. I feel so lucky to have known him and so glad that we have his art to treasure as we grieve his loss. He gave us all a lot of gifts, and he's left an indelible mark on independent, alt, queer, underground, and feminist porn and art, as well as the people who make these countercultural works. We can honor his spirit by loving people fiercely and making art that matters. My heart goes out to his family, especially his wife and muse, April Flores. And you can find out about his funeral services and a memorial fund set up to support him by going to puckerup.com and searching for Carlos Batts. Rest in peace, Carlos.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.